You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We are here outside of Washington, D.C. at the annual baseball winter meetings, and let's talk a little bit about the San Francisco Giants, who are always an interesting team. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Chris Haft. Chris, first let's start off with the growing news, I guess the evolving news we can call it, that it looks like the Giants might be closing in on Mark Melanson, so to speak. They need a closer. This seems to be a good fit. It's not official, but it seems to be going that way. And that would be a big get for them.
Huge one, Allison. Maybe one of the bigger acquisitions they've made at the winter meetings in recent years. They certainly needed a closer. That was just really accentuated with an exclamation point or two in their very last game of the season. That is the postseason when they blew a 5-2 lead in the ninth inning. And if they were all set to bring the series back to Chicago, the division series back to Chicago, might have been a little more difficult for those Cubs to win the World Series. But that drove home the point that they needed a closer to anchor the bullpen because the other relievers just had no roles, without a closer there to solidify things. Melanson, obviously, with his success over the last two or three years, has proven he can be the guy for them maybe in 2017.
Yeah, when you look at the bullpen, and there's a part where you have to get through a six-month season, of course, and then there is also the postseason. It, as deflating as it was how that game ended, it didn't seem to be all that shocking. It didn't seem to be shocking to Bruce Bochy. I mean, it was sort of one of those things that everyone was thinking this could happen, and the likelihood of it happening was pretty great. Because I remember we were talking during spring training, and we were actually talking to Dwayne Kuiper, and he said, no matter what happens, they're not going to let the bullpen derail this season. And that was such a sticking point with them and an issue. And so it's one of those things where they go into this offseason, they cannot avoid it. They have to address it. This team is too good to let games go by the wayside because of a bullpen.
Yeah, there's a lot of things there, Allison, that you kind of pointed to. You know, baseball, I think, always, or usually, almost all the time, the truth will out, so to speak. And this was the truth about the Giants, that they lacked a closer. And so they couldn't wallpaper over that, finally, in the end. They're a team that has a talented starting rotation, and why waste that rotation, by not having a good closer? So they're with one move, they're able to correct a lot of ills.
So speaking of that rotation, and we've been having our regular podcast for quite a long time now, and I always talk about how much I really like the starting rotation, and I like it again going into spring training next year. It's still very early. Obviously, this is the first day of the winter meetings, and there's still an entire offseason to finish, but if they went into next year with this rotation, they'd be in pretty good shape. How do you see it?
Well, you've got so many teams out there scrambling for starting pitching because they made the move for Matt Moore at midseason this past season, which was painful because they had to give up third baseman Matt Duffy. But now they're not in a position to have to search for starting pitching. They've got their strong 1-4 with Bumgarner, Cueto, and Moore, and oh my God,
Samardzija.
And they have Jeff Samardzija. How can I forget? He'll bowl me over if I did forget. But and they should have a pretty spirited competition for the fifth starter spot. Matt Cain, Ty Block, Chris Stratton, maybe a few others. So whoever wins that number five spot is going to deserve it. And, yeah, they should go into the season with one of the better rotations in the league, if not the best.
And the other need that the Giants are looking to address is possibly a power-hitting outfielder because they just grow on trees. You can find those guys anywhere. But that would be an acquisition that they'd like to make. They could use, I guess, if there's a weakness, they could use a little help in that area.
General Manager Bobby Evans, I don't know if it's a smokescreen or not, he keeps on saying that he's happy to go into the regular season with Jarrett Parker and or Mack Williamson as the left fielder. And that may be so, but I think in the situation there, the point they're at in their development right now, they're well-developed, they're established as contenders. I think a proven hitting outfielder would further their chances of making it into the postseason and progressing into the postseason. They've got a window of opportunity with that rotation, with Buster Posey behind the plate and Brandon Crawford at shortstop, two premier players. And again, an excellent starting rotation. If they get Melanson, you know, then they'll have a premier closer, and that'll give them a chance to, again, go far if they, in the postseason, if they, you know, if that should break, or, you know, if something not, if one of those pieces is missing, maybe they're not such a, you know, a contender.
So we heard so much last year because it was an even year. I mean, I got tired of hearing this, and I don't even cover the Giants. So, oh, of course the Giants are going to win the World Series because they always win the World Series in even numbered years. And now that they didn't, I mean, of course every Giants fan wants them to win the World Series every year. But just from a reporter standpoint, it has to be kind of nice that you don't have to really hear that, discuss that, or talk about that being a thing. So it's nothing more than a coincidence that they ended up winning the World Series.
It really was a coincidence. It was a happy coincidence for them, but quite a coincidence. Some people thought they shouldn't have won it in 2014, but Madison Bumgarner kind of took care of that. So,
what can you do? Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.